Commerce Secretary Gary Locke recently approved the Chinook Salmon Bycatch Plan proposed by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. The plan closes the pollock fishery if 47,000 king salmon are caught and places more stringent monitoring and controls on the fishery. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin in Nome has more.
A coalition of Western Alaska organizations had asked Secretary Locke to reject Amendment 91. The groups unanimously suggested a cap of 30,000 Chinook salmon. President of the Alaska Village Council Presidents, Myron Nanning, says the plan completely ignores the recommendations made by Western Alaska tribes and organizations.
It's unfortunate that he would support that because last summer, many of the fishermen on the Yukon did not get their subsistence catches, and when one area of the village was completely shut out for Chinook salmon, the federal and state law enforcement people were monitoring them so that they would pursue them with citations, and while they allowed thousands of salmon to be thrown overboard by the Bering Sea trawl fleet.
The plan came in response to a record amount of king salmon bycatch in 2007, when 120,000 king salmon were unintentionally caught and wasted in the pollock fishery. Deputy Regional Administrator for NOAA Fisheries in Alaska, Doug Meekum, says much of the focus is on the cap number, but the plan places more observers on fishing vessels. It also includes measures to count every Chinook salmon accidentally caught. The industry will also look more into which tributaries king salmon were destined.
That is, how many fish are going to the lower Yukon, or how many fish are going to Bristol Bay, or to Cook Inlet, or to British Columbia.
Meekum says NOAA used to get estimates, but they weren't very reliable.
The new program will allow us to have better estimates of catch, better estimates of stock composition than we've ever had before. And I think people should be heartened by that because, you know, we need to understand the implications on various stocks of harvest of bycatch in the pollock fishery.
Meekum also said since the 2007 numbers of Chinook bycatch, the behavior of the fishing fleet has changed. In the last 3 years, the total bycatch of Chinook salmon is less than 20,000, with 7,000 Chinook caught in the fishery this year. Southern Norton Sound Fisheries Advisory Committee Chairman Art Ivanoff says with Secretary Locke's recent approval, Alaska Native organizations need a seat at the table.
Their voice should be given more credence. And for the most part, this process has not really worked for the Native community.
Late last year, Ivanoff asked Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich for support in gaining seats on the Fishery Management Council, and both rejected his request. Ivanoff is also a fisherman from Unalakleet. The low returns of the prized and oily king salmon cause families to question the sustainability of the resource. The act of catching salmon and processing it not only fills freezers, but contributes to a level of wellness within the communities.
Looking at our stocks and the fact that we're looking at an escapement of 1,200 kings and we haven't been able to, you know, meet that escapement, I think is a real concern.
Alaska Native leaders have said by relying on industry incentive plans as the primary means of bycatch reduction, the council and NIMPS have once again allowed industry to self-regulate. The Chinook bycatch plan will go into effect January of 2011. NOAA's Doug Meekum says they are optimistic their innovative plan will work. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.